does.
Here we go.
Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
Was attempted Graceland foreclosure all a scam out of Nigeria? Here's everything we know.
By Neil Sturbeck.
Published in the Memphis Commercial Appeal, May 29th, 2024.
Graceland has always been a pilgrimage for tourists from around the world looking to pay homage to the late Elvis Presley. But recently, the King's Estate in Memphis has been less a mecca for pop culture and more for the bizarre.
An attempted foreclosure auction due to an alleged loan taken out by Lisa Marie Presley from the mysterious Nasani Investment and Private Lending. A lawsuit filed by Graceland owner Riley Keogh claiming this foreclosure attempt was a fraud and that document has been falsified. And now emails in multiple languages sent to various media outlets claiming to be from the person behind the scam.
The Tennessee Attorney General's office is aware of the email from someone purporting to be Gregory Nasani, that says essentially that he is a scammer. We will continue looking into the matter of that failed attempt to foreclose in the iconic Graceland beloved home of Elvis Presley, said Amy Lanham Wilhite, Tennessee Attorney General Director of Communications, in an email on Wednesday.
And now, here is I Am Following the River Down the Highway Through the Cradle of the Civil War, and I Am Coming for What's Mine, Thank You Very Much. Written by David H. Rosen. Directed by Melissa Engel. Performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, June 3rd, 2024.
Your Honor, I have the deed here somewhere. But, like, it's Graceland. My grandfather, Elvis, moved here in 1957, and when he died, his dad inherited it. And then he passed down to my mom, Lisa Marie, and when she was briefly married to Michael Jackson. Anyway, when she died, she was also married to Nicolas Cage briefly. Mm-hmm. Nicolas Cage was briefly my stepdad. Anyway, when she died, she passed Graceland down to... No, I never saw him swap faces with John Travolta, Your Honor. That was just a movie. It wasn't real. So last year, I became the sole owner of... You're right, sure. Who's to say what's real? It seems pretty real when they did in the movie. But if I could find the deed, I can prove that I am the rightful owner. But really, do I need to? It's Graceland. It belongs to Elvis and his descendant.
So the concept is this, basically. The whole idea of ownership is outdated. Private property fosters inequality and class division. Communal resources make society more fair and accessible. On the other hand, you know what belongs to me? Anything I can get my hands on. For better or worse, Graceland is a part of pop culture history. I got tons of things like that, man. If the DeLorean from Back to the Future can really time travel, maybe it should go back to a time before Doc Brown missed a car payment and I repoed that shit. Every week, I buy dozens of locusts because I have to feed them to my chameleon from Karma Chameleon. I won that in a poker game. I felt bad and it told Boy George he could keep the karma, which I thought would eventually pay for itself, you know? Listen, I got Ringo Starr's mop top in my trunk, like... Why do you think Michael Jackson only wore one glove? 'Cause I got the other one, and it's priceless. But I'd move it for the right number, just like I'd move Graceland, which is now mine too. She can't find the deed. I have a signature and a notary stamp. And, well, let's start the bidding at $3.8 million. Why Graceland? Well, Elvis was a hero to most, but he never meant shit to me. He borrowed from people. Now, I'm borrowing back.
No, Your Honor. I never talked to my stepdad about what it was like to play arch-villain Castor Troy in the 1997 cinematic masterpiece Face Off. Listen, my mom never took out a loan with Graceland as a collateral. He forged a signature and a notary stamp. Graceland is the second most visited house in America. Why would... What's the most visited? Your mom's house.
The most visited house in America is actually the White House. And if I could find the right documents, trace the right signatures, I'd claim it and put it up for auction too.
Yes, Your Honor, I said your mom's house. But Graceland was really my mom's house. In that she owned it, and now I do. Not that guy.
Not that guy. What about this guy?
Elvis?
Granddad?
Your Honor, I'm the king. So I'm creating a new forum where we can hear this case.
That's nepotism. The judge is the defendant's grandfather. And also, she was born rich.
It's not nepotism. It's just one generation passing down wealth and privilege to the next. I sort of see what you're saying here.
Order in the court. I just have two rules. The first rule is this. No matter what, I don't care if we're in a crowd. I don't care if we're awkwardly learning a new dance routine. I don't care if you want to signal something to me under the table during an important business meeting or a family dinner. You cannot, under any circumstances, even in an emergency, even by accident, you cannot step on my blue suede shoes. If I'm wearing blue suede shoes, but they're not mine, go right ahead. Step on them. If I'm wearing my red suede shoes, have at it. If I'm wearing my blue polyester shoes, then mi zapato y su zapato stomp away. And if I happen to be wearing my blue suede jacket, put your fucking dirty, disgusting feet all over it. I don't care. You can do literally anything except step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off my blue suede shoes. You can fuck my dead grandmother in the mouth, pour glass shards down my throat until I choke. You can glue my nut stack to a lamppost in the dead of winter.
That doesn't even make
any- I'm trying to make a point here. My blue suede shoes, they are gorgeous. If I were in a canoe with a doctor who'd just come up with a cure for cancer, but hadn't written it down yet, and we hit an iceberg and I had a single life jacket, I would give it to my blue suede shoes. And I'd hold the doctor's head underwater until he stopped moving. Just so he wouldn't splash around and get them wet. And I'd do that even if the water wasn't deep. There are three reasons that I love my blue suede shoes. First, the money. Second, the show. Three, to get ready.
And
nothing. That's it. That's it. That's my first rule. Don't you, or you, or you, or any of you, step on my blue suede shoes.
What's your second rule?
Don't be cruel.
Can we get back to the matter at hand? Your daughter, Lisa Marie, took out a loan from my company in 2018 and put Graceland up as collateral. She didn't pay back the loan, so we're foreclosing on Graceland and listing it as $3.8 million. But you know what? If you want to settle this, we'd accept $2 million in cash.
Oh, you would? Mm-hmm. Why would you say that? Here, let me just write you a check. Oh, wait. No, we own Graceland, and my mom never took out that loan.
Okay, she's right. The documents are forged. Yo client don't have nothing to worries, win for her. To all the press, I am the Yahoo ringleader of Nigeria. I have Google worms in the United States. The Presley is all made up and a hoax. We make things up by finding things on the internet to scam US citizens out of money. This, it's something invented to get my worms to get money. My ring has failed in this matter. We have stolen millions from you, you blind fools. We move on to the next project and continue drinking. I had fun figuring this one out, and it didn't succeed very well. She beat me at my own game. Ha 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 ha! Everything I just said is an actual quote from a man who goes by Gregory Nawsani. Wrote to various news outlets. Once his plan to fraudulently foreclose on Graceland was discovered, his true identity and location are unknown.
And everything I've said tonight is in no way related to Riley Kia, who is, in reality, seems quite aware of her privileged background, how it furthered her career. She's been nominated for a Primetime Emmy and 2 Golden Globes, and she won a Camera d'Or at Cannes, as well as the right to keep Graceland.
And everything I said tonight doesn't matter, because all that I care about are my blue suede shoes. And the fact that Nicolas Cage or possibly John Travolta wearing Nicolas Cage's face was briefly my son-in-law after I died, which is amazing. What can I say? It's good to be king. Thank you. Thank you very much. But it's a wonderful moment. Good afternoon,
ladies and gentlemen. It's going to take a quick 5. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
This has been I Am Following the River Down the Highway Through the Cradle of the Civil War, and I Am Coming for What's Mine, thank you very much. Written by David H. Rosen. Directed by Melissa Engel. Featuring Ben Dworkin, Cynthia Yeru Hugh, and Severin Willander. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, June 3rd, 2024. Sound design by Artemis Zara Gutekin and audio production by Robert A.K. Gagno. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram and Facebook, and you can find all our past recordings at livingradionyc.com.